This is a podcast by the Business Times.
Welcome to the podcast by the Business Times. I'm your host, Jamie, bringing you a special guest in this episode. We have with us today Mr. Ravi Menon, Managing Director at the Monetary Authority of Singapore. Welcome to the show, Mr. Menon.
Thank you, Jamie. Thanks for having me on the show.
So there's been a lot of excitement in the digital banking space. So MAS, of course, is opening up for digital banking applicants this year. How do you think it will reshape innovation in the way that technology changes how customers interact with banking services?
We have been seeing an interesting transition in how financial services are being offered. Traditionally, banks offered the full slew of financial services, loans, deposits, payments, credit cards, and if they have a bank assurance and insurance, investment products and so on. One-stop service, but all your products are limited to what the bank has to offer. That's not good enough for the customer because the customer wants to be able to buy from many sources. But when he does that, he doesn't have an integrated picture of his finances. So that there's been an unbundling of services. Fintech startups especially are able to offer solutions, be it in payments or specific types of loans. These solutions can sometimes be better than what the bank offers. Because these players are niche players and they specialize in these products. They use a lot of data analytics and their particular strengths in technology to offer superior solutions. But that has led to an unbundling of services. And again, that's not entirely satisfactory because, well, we want the best for each service. We also want the package to make sense. And with the opening up of the sector to non-bank digital players through the digital banking license, we are hoping that we'll have new types of players with additional sources of data about the customer, which they can leverage on to provide even more customized solutions and rebundle services in different ways. And rebundling services, not just financial services, but financial services and non-financial services. Because all of us, whether we're a business or an individual, we want to consume, we want to transact goods and services, and financial services is only one part of it. And so if these players can bring to the table or bring to the platform other services in a more integrated fashion together with financial services and bundle them, we are seeing a new phenomenon. And this will be very exciting and interesting, and it will serve the customer tremendously. Mm. Now, banks are already beginning to do that, and that's why we are confident our banks will be able to hold their own against the competition, but the competition will be good. It'll spur them on better, and some of these players, we hope, will be able to serve perhaps some underserved segments of the market, perhaps young enterprises with no track record, for instance, which would be a challenge for a bank to finance. But some of these players may have data and technologies that allow them to do this in a prudent manner. So this is what we're looking out for.
So people have often said that Singapore is heavily banked. Do we need more digital banks, right? And I'm sure some of the local banks would say we serve it pretty well enough. But you did mention that, in fact, there are actually these pockets of underserved segments that these digital banks could tackle or target. So besides, let's say, these SMEs or young businesses that are untapped needs, are there other examples that perhaps you would like to, you know, let people know?
There are no obvious gaps that we've been trying to fill, which is one reason why we've not gone into this with a big rush. As you pointed out, our banks are already highly digitized and are providing very good digital offerings. And, you know, some of them are really quite world class. So it's not as if we have a strong lack or deficiency to address. So it is actually niche segments of the market. Again, if you look at the SME landscape as a whole, the financing picture is not bad. They're reasonably well served by the banks. But we know that SMEs with a heavy technology orientation, whose business models are rather complex, sometimes beyond the capacity of banks to understand using traditional models of credit evaluation, or very young enterprises, that's another category. Individuals who want very small amounts of loans. Again, it's actually easier to borrow $100,000 from a bank than to borrow $100 from a bank. Not that many of us need $100, but there could be instances of that sort. And we've seen that in some of the emerging economies, you know, especially in China and in India and so on, where the working capital needs are sometimes just for cash flow purposes, small amounts. It's rather difficult, not saying impossible. Some banks do this well. It's rather challenging for traditional banks with traditional models of credit evaluation to do such small loans on a mass scale. Is this underserved segment? We don't know. There could be a need. When the capability to supply this emerges, maybe that need will also emerge. And then you have yet another underserved but unknown segment of the market being served.
So we've been speaking with Mr. Ravi Menon, Managing Director of MAS, on developments in the Singapore FinTech space. The Business Times will publish a Singapore FinTech Festival special pullout on the first day of the festival, so do watch out for that. And the hotly anticipated Singapore FinTech Festival runs from November 11th to November 15th this year.
That was an SPH podcast by The Business Times. Find us on Spotify, Apple or Google Podcasts, or streaming on Google Home. Do feedback to us at podcast@sph.com.sg. You can also check out more podcasts on various topics at The Straits Times and The Business Times online.